Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. He's still a freaking stud. I am Bo Morgan, a.k.a. Squid Billy, Big Papa Squid. He's the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Doesn't have a bad tan line this time.
Were you just talking about me?
Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And she is the first lady of Atlanta baseball and apparently doesn't go to concerts alone after all.
Wait,
Miss Allie Mack.
What? What did I miss?
And with a freshly cut dial-line thrown in there, our powers joined to make the morning show.
Those edges do look nice, my friend. They do look nice.
I mean, he looks...
I would say 10 years younger, but...
He does look younger with a fresh cut. Like,
yes,
he does.
Yes.
He actually looks older when his hair's grown out. He kind of looks... He was starting to look like an older gentleman without a place to stay at night, but now he looks like a freshly cut guy who doesn't drive a Kia with duct tape all over the front.
Yeah, I look like I actually could be a contributing member to society now. It was getting a little rough, man. It was getting a little rough.
Dylan, yeah. Let me ask you, did you drive that vehicle to Charlotte and back? Okay, I didn't know.
We took Simone's car.
Okay,
I was going to have big issues.
Look, Simone loves Kias. I know, she's told me before. But she does not love any vehicle with duct tape all over the front end. She's not going to fly with that. They take her car everywhere.
No, we actually take my car most places. We're just driving around here. Mm-hmm. But I think the reason she wanted to take her car is because, one, she didn't necessarily trust my car to make it to Charlotte and back, mm-hmm. which it definitely would have. I mean, come on now. Old Ruby is reliable. But I think the other part of it, too, is that her friends, some of her other friends, were obviously at her friend's baby shower, and so I don't think she wanted to be seen pulling up.
It's like the optics.
It was more the optics than anything.
So you literally just talked around a way of saying you're right, is that she didn't want to be seen in a car with duct tape all over the front.
Yes. That part is true.
You could have just said you're right, Bo. I mean,
you're right, Bo. Yeah, hey, Bo. That's right. That's right.
It's not the first. It won't be the last time you say that to me today.
Well, it's been 3 days since we were in here. So much has happened. And yes, there was a twist Friday night for me.
Oh, wow.
So that's my personal headline.
Oh, wow.
Mike, what's your headline?
A Pro Football Hall of Famer and Bo Morgan have way more in common than we ever dreamed.
All right. I'm so confused because
that story
I was
will
told
get there later.
Every time I do it in a tease form, you get onto me.
I know, it really wasn't meant to be a tease, but I don't know. I want you to be surprised when I tell you this story, and I think you will.
It's going
to
be worth it, Bo. Just wait. 100%. It's going to be worth it.
Well, now I don't know if mine's a tease or a headline, but
just roll with it.
Brian Snitker has not put Austin Riley's glove on notice, yet the guys with the rakes on notice
mm-hmm.
at Truist.
Dylan, what do you have?
Wow. The others, as Shaquille O'Neal would call them, stepped up last night. Ant-Man and Julius Randle did not.
Ant-Man got squished.
I got your feelings hurt.
Well, we're going to cover the NBA playoffs coming up at 6:20 in the front page. But we do have to talk about the Braves, Ronald's return. How do you guys feel about everything that happened this weekend?
I'm mixed bag.
Yeah.
To say the least.
I had just rolled into Charlotte. My phone started blowing up.
Well,
up on Friday night. I was like, what is going on?
It's funny because it happened just like I said it could happen.
Of course it did.
And somebody was like, well, everybody called that on the station. And I just wrote back, yeah, well, that doesn't matter because I did it first. And, I mean, that's the beauty of being the morning shift is we go first. So if we say it and we said it happened, all the rest of y'all are just a bunch of copycats.
Wow. Wow, tell us how you really feel.
I am. I will.
It was, and I got a chance to obviously go back and watch. I was out of pocket completely for most of the weekend. I got a chance to go back and watch a lot of the Braves last night once I got back in town. And I wanted to catch up, obviously, immediately on that moment Friday night. What a moment. Like, my gosh, what a moment that was, Ronald Acuña's return. It was so highly anticipated for it to be delivered right there on, like, pitch one and deposited – in such a legendary way. It was insane. It was cool to see.
First pitch, home run, and I think everybody kind of remembers where they were when they heard about Ronald's moment. I was walking into a TJ Maxx at that moment
there
in time
go.
Because I was on my way to see Keith Urban
right.
that night, and at the last moment, Grant surprised me, and he came back from Truist.
No!
Yep.
And he made you meet him at TJ Maxx?
No. We had to go pick up blankets because we had lawn seats, and we forgot to bring him. So we were walking into TJ Maxx.
Good for him.
And heard about Ronald's home run, and was like, what?
Oh, I bet he was.
Was he sad?
Yes.
Was he sad, to be honest?
Yes.
I mean...
Well, you could just see
I'm
it
sure
on his face.
Part of him was sad. He would never say that to me. But he called me and he was like, I've talked to him at the presser. You know, I saw him at BP.
Good for
I'm coming
him.
To Keith Urban.
Good
and we
for
had a
you,
great
Grant.
Time.
Did Ollie, that a boy.
You there or did he just come back home and grab you?
He was down at Truist. So I drove down to Truist. We have a little parking spot where we always meet up there. And so I picked him up there and we went.
Grant
so
has his own parking spot.
So proud
Imagine
of him.
That.
Attaboy.
Hey, did a little bit of Grant die on Friday night when you found out Ronnie hit that home run?
His face just turned pale.
It was more like
oh,
a,
God.
You know, we heard about it and it was like a, well.
Yeah.
Well.
That seems like it would have been a good time to be in the ballpark. Yeah. But Keith Urban it is. No, man, that's awesome. How was the concert?
It was amazing. And I do have a wonderful photo. The couple we went with, Jordan, he also wanted to be seeing Ronald's return.
Okay.
And they actually dropped their son off at his friend's house so they could come to the concert with us. And they ended up taking their son to the Braves game.
Oh, wow.
And so their son got to see Ronald. And Jordan and Grant are on our blankets. Sitting and watching on a little cell phone.
I love it.
The game.
I love it, man.
So I took a photo of them, and that is how they enjoyed the Keith Urban concert. Yeah. But Keith actually sang Pink Pony Club.
Okay.
And it was amazing. It was a little different, but I loved it. It was a great
Wait, did
concert.
You say you went to the Pink Pony Club?
He sang Pink Pony Club.
Oh.
Just to clarify.
Okay.
By Chapel Roan.
Oh.
It was so good.
Mm-hmm. I was just making sure I heard that right. I was like, really? So Grant didn't get to see Acuña, but he got to go to the Pink Pony with his wife. That's an interesting night.
Yeah, I mean, the synopsis of the entire weekend just looked like a lot of ups and downs for the Atlanta Braves, like frustration. You know, like I said, going back and catching up yesterday, it's like, oh, it's like a big moment. Then it's like, oh, man, like that was it. Like that was it Friday night.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it stinks.
Yeah, it was weird. And then the bats came alive Saturday, and you kind of saw a glimpse of what the offense could be. And then it was just kind of inconsistent on Sunday. That's not how, that series. You should have won that series. Honestly, you should have swept that series. Like every game was there, and that's the problem for me is the people that are like I saw a tweet Friday night, and I wanted to throw the person through the wall, and because it was like a humiliating loss, and I'm like humiliating. You lost 2-1 now. It's not ideal when your fastest player on your team, when he's not starting, is your pinch runner and Eli White, and he doesn't understand the difference in a stop sign. He makes a crucial mistake with
humiliating moment, yes.
But the game, you didn't. That wasn't a humiliating loss. You lost 2-1 to a playoff team, a team that is that humiliated you to open the season, yes. But when you lose 2-1, no, that's not a humiliation. It's not, and you need to learn words better. Because it's unreal that we go, everything is like sky is falling with this Braves team. To me, this weekend was a reminder of how good this team is, and they're not even hitting on all cylinders.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yet.
Yeah, not even really scratching the surface. You did get a couple good outings, although the Spencer Schwellenbach outing Sunday, a little bit frustrating. Seemed like he was locked in until he wasn't. And then Ozzie Albies is making good contact throughout the game, and he kind of gets off the schneid. You're like, oh, this is the moment. Like, everything starts to come together, and then there's another tater, and you're like, oh, man, that wasn't good.
Well,
come back to earth on that one.
And that's the thing with Riley, is Riley has an error. Like, this is what bothers me when Schwellenbach goes up there and see everyone. Let me rephrase that. A lot of people are talking about the fact that he gives up a home run when the game is a 3-2 lead, right? But the reality is an error extends an inning, whether it's the infield or not. An error extends the inning, and then he makes a good pitch that wasn't great, and it needed to be great to prevent a two-run homer. That's the problem. That slider was just a little high. It wasn't quite low enough. And that's what bothers me about it is, you know, you do everything right, and then boom. And you talk about Ozzie. Would you believe me if I told you he has an 11-game hitting streak?
No.
And it doesn't feel that way.
No.
Because that's how bad he was for so long that he's still hitting .239 and he's got an 11-game hitting streak. I mean, it was Dan Uggla-esque bad for him for a while. Remember when Dan Uggla had like a 27-game hit streak his first year with the Braves, and at the end of it, he was still hitting like .212?
Yeah.
I mean,
shout out Dan Uggla. Yeah.
Good guy, apparently.
Well, there's a lot of things going on. You know, remember Dan Uggla had the All-Star game with like three errors at second base? And like that was the beginning of the end for him that season. Like, he'd been hot the entire first half. He goes out, has three errors in the All-Star game out at second base when he was with the Marlins. And then the whole second half of the season, you're like, Jesus, what happened to this guy?
That was
not good.
Let me tell you something. Did Dan Uggla debacle was the beginning of the end for Frank Wren as a GM in the Atlanta Braves. Like that, because Frank Wren was the last GM that really could spend with a little bit of caution, like, you know, with a caution to the wind or whatever. And since then, it has been the reins have been tightened more than ever. Thank you, Frank Wren. That's what the Frank Wren era left us.
Yeah. You will get Spencer Strider against Ranger Suarez tonight. The Phillies headed into town. We'll get you ready for that one coming up later in the show. On the other side, we're going to get into a little Falcons conversation. You've got more athletic on defense, but which quarterbacks are going to give you issues? We also need to hit the NBA playoffs and how one NBA dad is getting closer to having a good Father's Day. Stick with us here on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I mean, I still think he's going to lead off and hit a home run on the first pitch tonight. So,
look at this. Are you kidding me? He is back.
Dylan out here posting my W's.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.